always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Don Christian, and unfortunately, I gotta go solo dolo today. My homie Frog, man, I want you guys to do this, man. Send him an email at yadatheking@gmail.com, and what you could do is tell him, man, we want you to get better. You know what I'm saying? But look, this is what we're doing, man. We're gonna get it in. We chilling. I got a good topic somebody shot to us about sinless Christians. Is it possible to be a sinless Christian? You know what I'm saying? Is that at all possible? You know what I'm saying? So that's something that we're going to talk about. Is it possible to be a sinless Christian? And we got that from somebody that was following us on Facebook. If you want to follow us on Facebook, what you can do is send us an email. Or actually, just follow us on Facebook. It's not that hard. Just search Yada the King. And also, man, we're going to get it in with Dre Sr. from Kansas City. You know what I'm saying? From Kingdom City Records. So we're going to get it in with him. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you guys right now, this guy's album is a bona fide album. Me and the homie Frog heard the album. We was like, yo, this album goes tremendously hard in the paint, man. So, I mean, he got some stories he's going to share. I'm going to ask him about a couple of questions, a couple of things. You know what I'm saying? And all y'all that's watching or hearing us, you can always watch us on livestream.com/YadaTheKing. Or you can go to our brand new website, YadaTheKing.com. And, man, we got a lot of great things coming. We're just excited about what God is doing. We're just going to continue to be in prayer for this show. Can you pray for us, too? That would definitely help us, as a lot of doors are opening, and which means more responsibility, you know what I'm saying? Which means more things that you got to make sure everything is running smoothly, because if not, you might get caught, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we got some brand new music that I'm going to play tonight, and man, I'm feeling this music, bro. First of all, I apologize to some of y'all because I didn't get to hear some of your music. Some of these songs that we're going to play, matter of fact, the first two are songs where people sent it, and the first time they sent it, I slept on it, you know what I'm saying? But yo, I had to listen to it because it was getting on me. They actually calling me and emailing me like, yo, Keys, Don Christian, you get the music? I was like, yeah. So I'm gonna go into the song by Sicily, Worthy is the Lamb. Let's get it.
I know about this God. You know about this God. that we live for, him 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 that we live for.
I wake up and I give him thanks for my first breath. Say a prayer even before I take a first step. Yeah, all glory to God, cause without him living this life would be gory and odd. Thank you, as I brush my teeth and wash my face, I'm feeling the spirit up in this place. I give thanks for magnifying the grace, as I let the sun rays bring light to my face. I give thanks while I'm blessing the food I eat. Thank him for being a tool while he's using me. See, cause some people didn't wake up today. I hope it was God ready, so I pray. I appreciate all you've done for me. So after all's endured, you're the one for me. So I'ma lift you up, Hosanna in the highest. I recommend everybody to come and try this. But I will not complain, cause I am not ashamed.
No.
To lift him up in the midst of running him up, cause I'm knowing the crucifixion was not in vain.
No.
So I walk the same streets I banged in, cause I believe that he died for the same men. But hypocrites telling me 7-0, you saved now. You changed with them, and they the same how. Wow, my mama prayed when I was banged out. Back in the day I was traveling down the same route, but by his grace I'm able to hear the same shout. I'm a believer indeed, I discredit the doubt. This faith, brother, you looking pathetic without, and my prayers are headed straight up to heaven with clout. So watch what you say, and I'ma reach these streets, cause it's a hustlers, gangsters, open your mind, cause it's a
brand new day.
Yeah. Hoodsters, Jamus, Keyways, Essays, open your eyes and see a
brand new day.
Yeah. Christian saints, brotherhood, family, be the example of a
brand new day.
Hypocrites, judges, lovers of a wicked life, better try to keep it Christ.
For real.
Yep.
Come on.
He's the way, believe and pray, cause his light leads the way. Justin, if he came today, would your life be the same today?
I don't think so.
Something to think about, never take your life for granted. You got a purpose even if you can't understand it. And if you're still in doubt, I'ma show you the way. It's called Jesus. And if you're still in doubt, I'ma show you the way. It's called Jesus. Uplift the spirit of the word right now.
Right now.
Dre Senior, The Maturation, available at DreSeniorMusic.com.
To confront the heart issues of every man and woman.
You think I'm dropping November 9th to KingdomCityRecords.com
and iTunes.
I'm proceeding with caution, cause in this world we need to be cautious. Seems like they're making the effort.
Featuring Tadashi, Pro, R. Swift,
One Life,
Sauce Remix, and Pastor 83.
Dre Senior,
November 9th.
The Maturation.
Trials in life, hard times, and confusion, they last only a season.
The favor of God, though, is a lifetime.
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com
has a daily devotional.
Joy comes as you awaken and seek God.
Visit today, giving God just seconds of your morning,
so he can open up hours of your day.
Also available is our 31-day devotional.
Someone to a ministry that sows into your life.
Visit
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com and hear from God today.
Yo, that was the song from the homie Mr. Seven. The song is called Brand New Day. And man, I thank God for a new day, a new year. You know what I'm saying? And man, we continue to grow, get bigger and better. And speaking of getting better, we call that maturation. You know what I'm saying? And I got the homie with the album dropping called Maturation, Dre Senior. Say what's up to all the podcast people, man.
Hey, what up? What up, family? What's good?
Man, that's what's up. Check it out. This is what we're going to do, bro. First of all, this is how I started off. We always started off like this. We want to know what your life was like before it came to Christ and how Christ met you, man. That road all to right. Damascus that you got hit on. Tell the people how he just transformed your life.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in church from like the age of 10. My mom and pop, the youth pastor. So I grew up hearing about the Lord, but I didn't fit in with the church culture of our church. So I was more like one of the young outcast dudes.
Yeah.
You know, like you had the youth. You had like the youth group. You had the cast that was always out front. I was that guy that was always in the back, you know, probably sleep. you know what I'm saying? But that's how I spent most of my life. And then in 2005, I ran into a dude around my age outside of church who looked like me, talked like me, but loved the Lord.
Yeah.
And through a series of events, one being he gave me, we spent a little time carpooling back and forth to work together. That's where I met him at work. And he would bump cross movement music. And I was a huge rap fan, but I used to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's good music, but that ain't really what I want to hear.
Yeah.
And so one day he copped Flame's first album and just dropped it off of my crib one day. And I was with the mug sit there for a while. Like, I never listened to it, but one day I was in the crib and I was working out, and I was like, I'm gonna throw this mug in, and I threw it in, and instantly felt the Lord convicting me of certain things that I was going through.
Wow! So listen,
that's one of the tools the Lord used. It was a series of events. I'm not like, you know how most people can give you the day where they were when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do that. It was a series of events. It was over a period of time that the Lord just started transforming my heart, you know, making me love him rather than the thing. It made me hate the things that I used to love.
Yeah.
You know? I was talking about passion for the word started growing, and I would look forward to praying in the morning and digging in the word. And just the Lord, he just rocked my life. He changed me.
Man. So you're one of the people, one of the few people, you know what I'm saying, that actually listen to Christian hip hop. And I ain't gonna say few people, but you know, it's rare that you hear a testimony that you were with one of your friends and Christian hip hop actually helped you build your relationship with God, man. I mean, tell the people, is that a reason why you're into it?
I used to rap before I got saved, but it wasn't, I never really saw it going anywhere. Like, I would take whatever I thought was the dopest song on the radio at the time, and I would write a verse to it as if I was on a feature. But I couldn't do hooks for nothing, so I could never put together a song.
Yeah.
And when I got saved, like, I was just so into the Lord that music was like the last thing on my mind.
Mm.
Like, I didn't care much about music at all. And I remember we were listening to the Holy Culture album. They got a skit on there where Tonic is talking, and he said it would be nice if some of you talented Christians would try to use your gift to see if the Lord would use that. And me and my wife was riding, and she was like, you ever think about doing that? And I was like, nah. Like, these dudes is theologians. You know what I'm saying? Like, all I know is I'm saved and the Lord loves me. You know what I'm saying? And so after a while, I started doing the same thing I would do with secular music to my favorite Christian song. I write my own verse to the new album, The Hook. And that just started turning into hooks and songs. And now here I am 3 albums later. Like, that's just how it happened. Like, I never really desired to do any of it.
Yeah.
It just fell into place.
Man, I think that's awesome, man. You're kind of like a I guess you could say you're a disciple of Christ, but even disciple of Christian hip hop, where cats like the Cross Movement poured into you, man. And let me ask you this, man. Have you ever heard any testimonies where the cycle continued, where somebody heard your music and they're like, man, I got to give my life to Christ because what this guy shared, it was able to relate with me?
I haven't heard any stories of someone actually getting saved listening to my music, but I would say the best story I've heard was a friend of mine, his girlfriend at the time, she had a cousin that tried to commit suicide. And while she was in the hospital, she kept telling her cousin all she wanted to listen to was my CD.
Wow.
And that was what the Lord used to help her to come through that time.
Praise God.
And so I was floored when he told me that, like the Lord would use something as small as me to tell someone in that situation. So that was a blessing.
Man, I'm saying to anybody that would be something that really impacts somebody's life. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go to the song Inauguration, man. You know, I want to open it up with this song, get the people's blood flowing a little bit. Tell them about this joint, man. How did this song come about?
Man, this song literally came about. I was asking my man B-Shock for a beat. He shot me a beat. And then when I heard it, I was like, yo, my man 83 would be dope on this. I called 83 and was like, yo, I want you to get on this song. Shot him. He was like, bet, I'll let it do it. I shot him the beat. He called me back and was like, yo, this is what I think of, like a presidential, like, inauguration when I hear this. And he shot me the hook back, and the rest is history.
So you all heard it from the homie Dre Senior. We're going to hop into the joint Inauguration by Dre Senior featuring Pastor 83. Let's check this out.
Free.
none other than Christ the Son. He's going to confront the heart issues of every man and woman.
Everybody,
you
man.
Think Obama brought change? You ain't seen nothing. He'll put a whole new perspective on all the things we're loving.
Yes,
cause those things will crumble, cause Christ is gonna bring them all to nothing.
Yes,
every knee will buckle and mouth will hush when they see the Son is receiving all that the Father gave him for all his suffering.
Yeah.
He knew he suffered, dog, and the Father would crush him, dog.
But
for the joy that was set before him, he took the cross and crushed it
off
the grave and he brushed it off.
Yeah.
He did like it was nothing, dog. To Yahweh, it was child's play, like a Chucky dog.
You should be doing something, dog, because the Lord is coming, dog. The boobies never stand and he's gonna do some bone crushing, dog.
So when you hear them trumpets, dog, that's when he's bringing judgment, dog. To tell his enemies, okay, that's it, I've had enough of y'all.
Yeah, we are this is what it is.
Out of the King Radio.
Chris Searcy. Ladies and gentlemen,
if you ever need backup or a protector, I'm always around close by. And if you ever need an answer or some direction, take a look up in the sky.
Yo, that was Chris Searcy. The song is called Superhero. Man, that's a banging song, man. Ever since I heard it, I was like, I need to get that joint, man. And like I'm saying, go get Dre Senior's album November 9th. It's going to be jumping. Dre Senior, man.
Yeah.
I had the opportunity to listen to your songs, your album. And then, like I told the people in the live stream earlier, I was going to share this. I wanted you to share this with the people here on the podcast. And I wanted to talk about the song that you had called October 6th, man. Can you just go into that whole song, man? The what happened October 6th?
Well, October 6th, 2005. Where do I begin? It was a regular day. I woke up. My wife was 23 weeks pregnant. I woke up ready to go to work. Everything was fine. Went to kiss my work to go to. I kissed my wife before I went to work. She felt a little warm, but I asked her if she was cool. She was like, "Yeah, I'm fine." So I went over my day. Went to work. I'm at work chilling with my man. We having Bible study at lunch. And I get a phone call. One of my coworkers comes in. She's like, "Dre, you got a call." So I run to the phone, and my wife's on the other end, and she's just going off. Like she's panicking.
Wow.
And she's saying, "Dre," she's like, "Baby, I'm at the doctor's office, and they're saying that there's complications with the baby. In that he ain't gonna make it." I'm like, "Okay, like, all right, I'm on my way, you know." So I jump up, I leave, I get to the hospital, and as soon as I get in the hospital, it's people, like, it's like 5-6 doctors in this room my wife is at. And they all operate, they working on it, like, they're not operating, they're trying to give her IVs and all this stuff. They have a problem giving her IVs because her blood pressure is low and they can't find her veins. And so I'm like, I'm still at this point like, "Yo, what's going on?" And the doctor came to me and she was like, "There's a problem with the baby. He's going to be born today. Her water broke. He's coming out today, but he's not gonna make it." She's like, "More than likely he's not gonna make it. She's like, he's too small for the equipment we have for babies, you know what I'm saying?" And so we just gonna have to go through this delivery and see what happens. And I remember my wife, she looked at me, and when they told her that he was too small for the equipment, she just looked at me and she said, "Baby, they ain't even gonna try." And I was like, "Okay, sorry, Ma, let's pray." You know, so we prayed. Now, keep in mind, we new believers.
Yeah.
Like, I only been saved around 6 months. My wife been saved literally about a month. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe a little bit longer than that, about 4 months. And we brand new married couple too. You know?
Yeah.
So we pray. And then the doctor's like, "We're gonna take her into the delivery room." I'm like, "Okay." And we go to the delivery room, and everything's moving so fast, dog. Like, it literally seemed like the whole thing happened in like 10 minutes.
Wow.
Like, little man was born, and they took him, and they was over there working on him, and cleaning him off and everything.
Yeah.
And she looked at me and she said, "Mr. Robeson, he's not gonna make it." She's like, "I advise that you take him, that you hold him, and that you show him that he was loved before he passes, because he only has a few seconds here."
Yeah.
And at that time, I remember saying, "Give me my son." And as soon as those words came out of my mouth, it's when it really hit me that this was going on. And like, as soon as they handed him to me, I just broke, like, the feeling of just hopelessness, the feeling of there's nothing I can do, just being powerless, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
there's nothing I can do to protect my son at this moment, you know. And my wife, of all people, she put her hand on my shoulder and she was like, "Baby, it's okay. Like, he's gonna be fine," you know. And that bugged me out.
Yeah.
I was like, of all people, Like, you would think I would be the one trying to be strong right now. Like, you the one. You know what I'm saying? And so, the doctor comes to me, she was like, we have a few more things, procedures to do on your wife. And we'll bring her back to the room with you. You can take the baby back to the room. Because by this time, my parents and my mother-in-law are all in the room.
Yeah.
So I take them back, take the baby back there so they can see him. And so we saw the baby. We prayed before he was actually passed. And he took his last breath in my arm.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there. I'm bugging right now like that. I can't believe this whole thing is going on. And I look up, and it's 2 hours later.
Yeah.
And they still ain't brought my wife back.
Wow.
And the doctor comes in the room, and she was like, well, we had some complications with your wife, and we almost lost her. Mm. She's currently down in ICU. So I'm like, dang, like, okay, so now we go to ICU. And they only let 3 of us in at a time, so me, my mom, and my mother-in-law go in. And I walk through the little door, and my wife is laying there. She's strapped to a bed. They got her strapped to a bed. They got breathing tubes on her throat and everything. And I'm like, dang, like what the world happened? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, just a few minutes ago, she was, you know what I'm saying, consoling me over my son, and now she laying here looking lifeless. You know what I'm saying? And they was like, she's doing fine now. And she, at that moment, I looked at her. She turned and her eyes started opening. And she looked over and see me and my mom and her mom. And all of a sudden, her face turned blue.
Wow.
Like, she's struggling. Like, she can't breathe. And the nurses got this bug look on their face. And I think seeing them nervous, like, shook me, dog. Like, I just, they start scrambling all over the place. I just ran to the corner. Like, I'm in the corner, dog. I'm just looking up to the Lord. And I'm just like, Lord, I can't take this.
Yeah.
Like, I can't take losing both my son and my wife on the same day. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had to do something. And my mom came over. She put her hand on my shoulder. She just started praying. And when she started praying, literally, verses of scripture just start flooding my mind. And when that happened, like, this peace just came over me. It was almost like the Lord himself put his hand on my shoulder.
Yeah.
And, like, this peace just came over me. Like, everything is good. I cannot explain it. Like, all I know is when the scripture says that he gives us peace beyond all understanding.
Yes.
That's what happened to me at that time.
Praise God.
And by the time I got my stuff together and looked back at my wife, she was good. Like, she was laying there, she was asleep. The doctors and everybody was like, she's good. And so we stayed there a few more days at the hospital. They let us leave. And we got home. And now, keep in mind, my wife has been strong throughout this whole thing, man. We get to the house, we walk in the door, and there's this outfit that she had bought him in anticipation for his birth. And it said, Mommy's Baby Boy, or something like that on the front of him.
Yeah.
And as soon as she saw that, she just broke, and, like, it crushed me to see my wife break like that. You know what I'm saying? But again, that feeling of hopelessness, that feeling of helplessness. I can't do anything to console her right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, all I can do is be there with her, and all I can do is pray that the Lord will give her strength like he did for me. You know what I'm saying? Give her peace like he did for me. And we went a few months, and she started getting her, you know, back to her normal self. And we found out she was pregnant again. And then we excited, you know what I'm saying? Our church family is all praying for us and everything. We good. And at the 10-week mark, my wife goes in for a checkup. And I call her when I get off work. I'm like, yo, how's the baby doing? What's going on? And she was like, the baby's not doing. I said, what you mean? She was like, no heartbeat. Like, yeah. Baby's gone. And I was like, dang, like, not, I wasn't too shaken by the situation.
Yeah.
I wasn't shook by the situation as much as I was, okay, Lord, what am I going to do for my wife now?
Hmm.
Because she went into her faith was shook. she never told me this stuff till later, but it was evident, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
her joy was gone, like, and it was just the most helpless feeling I've ever felt in my life, dog. And all I could do is pray and just ask the Lord to do something in her heart. And it took a while, and eventually I started to see her joy come back.
Yeah,
and she had a few conversations with a few people that's key in her life, particularly her daddy. And that was one that was after she had that conversation, I just saw her joy coming back, you know. So the Lord used that situation, used her father to bring her back, you know what I'm saying? And I remember his friend, he was like, "Lord, whatever you want to do with us as far as kids go, you do what you do, you know. But help us to be content if you decide to give us no kids at all."
Yeah.
You know? And we found out she was pregnant once again. And this time my son Isaiah was born. But the bug that thing about the whole thing, man, is, like I said, all that happened October 6, 2005.
Yeah.
Isaiah's birthday is October 5, 2007.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So
man,
it's almost 2 years to the exact same day. And it's just a reminder that the Lord was always there with us, and that he heard our prayers. So,
man, I'm just gonna say, yeah, this, man, that's a story about real life. I know Frog and his wife actually went through the same kind of experiences that they went through. Excuse me. And you know, even when I had my first daughter, my wife had some major complications, like right after she had the child, and I mean, like, blood started spraying everywhere, bro, in the room. And you know, I'm holding my daughter, you know, and I'm just looking at my wife, and I'm just praying in tongues. My mom's in there praying in tongues, and I'm like, "Man, God, you got to do something, man." You know, and it's it's tough as a husband when you're helpless and there's nothing you can do. But look, this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to go to this song, Stand Up, featuring R. Swift. Let's check that out here on Yada Got King Radio.
It's been years in the making. Our providential God has been sovereignly orchestrating the way by which he would take a whole bunch of pagans and grace them with hearing of his great amazing salvation. Cause ever since the church originated, the saints have been making the blatant statement that Christ is the greatest. He's ruling the nations, and some of their lives were taken, but all this led to the day that Dre would be regenerated. Take the message and relay it. My young boy said, "Give us the doctrine." Same young boy said, "Go in," like that was not an option. So I'm back on my grizzly, attacking every track you can give to me with passion for ministry. I'm not a rapper, I'm a preacher of the gospel, admonishing you to stand firm for the doctrine. Cause ever since the death of the apostles, the gospel has been a problem for all of this opposition. But brother, they'll never stop it, let's go.
This is it, we about to get it in. Christians on a mission to live it in. If you feel me, get your hands up. Now put them back on the plow again. Homie, get focused, we going in. If you're scared, you gotta man up. This ain't no time to be timid. It's time to put the facts into action and start to live it. Let's work, get on the grind. Work like it's overtime. Work like it's burning down. Work, yeah, we gotta stand up.
These dark streets hurts more when I see Christians don't wanna be role models like Charles Barkley. We see them spark trees searching for a false peace, and we keep the gospel in our pocket like car keys. We gotta take the streets, show them that our sacred king is holy. We've opposed him and he should judge us like Maybelline. We true created things as sacred things, and our creator seems to get our curses instead of worship we were made to sing. This is a crazy thing, cause cats will chase the cream and won't be happy till they get green like Danny Angel's team. We steady chasing dreams with no concern for Jesus, and we deserve to be treated like we were working for Satan's team. But he had a greater scheme. He would take the seed of Jacob, fix the break up so we can make up like Maybelline. So we can take the leap of faith and see that Jesus' blood has made us clean and made us free from sin. That's why we make a scene.
Stand up, this is it, we about to get it in. Christians on a mission to live it in. If you feel me, get your hands up. Now put them back on the power.
What's good?
Homie, get focused, we going in. If you're scared, you gotta man up. This ain't no time to be timid. It's time to put the facts into action. It's time to live it. Let's work, get on the ground. Work,
you know what time it is.
Work like it's running
right now.
I spit these bars with the guts of Leonardo's, no timid in me, and preach the way to the master with no limits in me. No pretending I empty. Everything I am to give the truth, no gimmicks in me. A truth leaker at the least running. With all heart, knowing I wasn't redeemed for nothing. The Lord's chiseling. A soldier in the making. Choke holding my statements to resemble them. Wages the battle I'm faced with are unseen. Yet heard with words unscreened. Believe we don't make a habit of playing in the in between. We stand tall or not at all, not to stand it. Stampede with the brothers that I stand with. Indeed, got a passion for the Christ. Only spit what we bleed. This ain't pain, this is passion, you see it. That's why I'm always screaming I-G-O-T-E. And we got 'em. We got 'em.
What's good, y'all? This your boy, Righteous 119, and you just tuned in to Yada the King Radio with my fam, Don Christian and Frost, so keep it locked, you heard?
Ooh. Yeah. I'm kinda feeling that I'm blind. I don't see the opposition. They behind me, I'm not turning around while I'm on this mission. The position I'm in, they can see calling. I listen, and no, he's not on the cross nor dead anymore. He has risen. I was missing freedom. He then came and freed me from that prison. Into all them hoping that I stop, y'all go on, keep on wishing. Got my feet fitted with the readiness. No, I ain't slipping, and I got it all on. So y'all go on, keep on tripping. I'm not perfect, so every day me and God working at it. Some of y'all don't know what it's like, man. I used to be an addict. I hated that I had it, but still I just had to have it just to forget who I was, because my life was like the saddest. Then he took my heart, grabbed it. Thanks to him, I kicked the habit. Now my habit is to take hip hop and just act like a savage. I'm not average. Perform it, the devil must be embarrassed. He tried all that he could to stop this album, yet here you have it. Just
you only, no, you'll never leave me alone. You said follow me. If you're lonely, you could've left me all on my own. But you came and gave your all. You saved me, brought me home. And I appreciate your sacrifice. You made it right, and now I give you my all.
That I'm nothing without Jesus, I got no problem admitting. So I worship her a second, minute, hour, day, and instant. I was lost, he became a navigator like the Lincoln. And he offered me life, so now and then I keep on living. Wanna give a big shout out to BTD, Ed, and my mama. I like this flow right here, it's like I could say what I wanna. But I talk about the fact that cause of Christ I call him Abba. Man, it's not a homie if you against it. See you mañana, adios. Sayonara, see ya later. Now here we go. Hurry, think I'm to a halt while I'm shooting like a free throw. I don't play with a demon, see him play him like casino. And I throw him in Miami, you can call me Dan Marino. Yes, it's blessed. Serving the Jesus Christ, I confess it. Try to live it out as best as I can as I spread the message that he came and died for my sin. 3 days later, resurrected. And the wrong, he'll correct it. All you gotta do is accept it.
You only, no, you'll never leave me alone. You said follow me. If you're lonely, you could've left me all on my own. But you came and gave your all. You saved me, brought me home. And I appreciate your sacrifice. You made it right, and now I give you my all. I'm blessed to serve your love,
Lord. You gave everything that you are, so I give everything that I am. Jesus, bless it. Gate called Federal. He the king of the tone. LP,
LP.
I'm blessed to serve your love.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What?
Christian is.
hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
We define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop. The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SSSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you SSSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio. Watch videos on the TV network and more and more and more. At TheSouth.com. TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Live online.
This video's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo,
turn it up,
Jesus.
Gino.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
That's the homie Blessed. The song is called "I Believe." And we definitely believe, man. And this is what we're going to do. I actually got Frog on the line. Frog, say what's up to all the podcast people.
Yo, what up, people?
Yo, he's chilling with us today. The homie Dre Senior is still with us, man. And Dre Senior, this is what I want to ask you right quick.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to hop into the topic in just a second. But what I want to ask you is, if there's only one thing that you could portray through your music, if you can sum it up in one word, what would that be and why?
That Jesus is Lord.
That was three words.
You didn't say one word. You said one thing.
Okay. No, that'll work. Jesus is Lord. And why?
Yeah, Jesus is Lord, man. Because when you recognize that Jesus is Lord, nothing else in life matters.
Yeah.
That becomes the centerpiece of everything else that you do in life. You know what I'm saying? The way that you deal with people you love, the way you deal with people you don't like, the way you handle your money, the way you go about your daily work, every single aspect of your life is affected by the fact that Jesus is Lord in your life.
Yeah.
And it changes everything. Because until that point, you are the Lord of your life.
Mm.
Like, all of us are born selfish. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were talking about kids. You never have to teach a kid to not be self-centered.
Yeah.
Like, babies come out the womb, like, stop everything you're doing right now and feed me.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what they're saying when they screaming and hollering. Stop everything you're doing. You're not important right now. The only thing important right now is that I'm hungry and you need to feed me.
Man.
You know? And that attitude continues on throughout our entire life. And it shows itself in different ways. It's just pride, you know. It shows itself in many different ways. Even having low self-esteem, in God's eyes, is you putting so much emphasis on yourself that you can't see how He sees you. So that's a form of pride.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if I could convey anything through my music, it would be that Jesus is Lord. That's what I want to communicate to everybody every time I have an opportunity. That Jesus should be number one premier priority in your life.
Man, and
he deserves it.
And I'm going to say this, man. That's real talk. What you said about self, what is it? Being shy or extremely low self-esteem.
Yeah, low self-esteem.
Yeah, what you said. My pastor Nate Mullen, my former pastor, he had said that before. And when he first said that, I was like, wow, I never thought of it like that. Like, you're so worried about yourself. You're so selfish that you ain't going to share your life with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And
right. That's
something that we have to do, is really just make sure that, you know what I'm saying, we're not being selfish and we're not being prideful, man. So let's do this. Frog, I'm going to ask you first. Is that cool, Frog? You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
The question that we were presented to today was sent to our Facebook. And the topic is,
Hold on, real quick.
Sinless. Okay. All right, I think he's clicking over. You know. He said, "Can he?" Now that he doesn't understand that he's on a podcast right now, asking for a fruit by the foot.
Hey, it's all right, man. You know, this is King Radio. I'm Frog. I have dominion to do that. I can interrupt the show if I want to.
Awesome. So, this is from the homie Nate Merce Allen. He said, "Is it possible for a Christian to be 100% sin free?" You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're going to talk about. Is it possible for somebody to be a sinless Christian? Frog, what do you think?
I would have to say no. Because if you're a sinless Christian, then that means that you were exactly like Jesus. Now, I mean, the Bible says to be like Jesus. But it's impossible for us being 100% man with no, we have God in us. That's a deep question, because it gets you to really dig in deep. But you can be blameless in areas, but I wouldn't say you can be 100% without sin. We are a sinful creature. You know, we were born with a sinful nature.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and to be 100% sinless, I believe is not logical, not possible. I mean, you know, it's not realistic to me. You know what I'm saying? And as much as we want to be 100% sinless, you know, it doesn't compute well with me, because I mean, you can sin with your thoughts. You know, to not sin with your thoughts is hard, man. But God calls us to be blameless, in a sense that we can ask for forgiveness and God will forget it and wipe us clean. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. But as far as being 100%, now you might be able to be 100% sinless for like 30 seconds, you know. I mean, but on a daily basis, man, we got to continually repent and seek God. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's my view on it.
And that's a good. Dre Senior, I'm going to let you go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, knock that out. What you think? Is it possible for a Christian to be sinless? And Frog talked about, you know, even before coming to Christ, you know, obviously we are all sinful. The Word of God says that off top. But what do you think as after somebody has given their life to God? Is it possible for them to be sinless?
I would say no. I would have to agree with Frog. Simply because I heard people say that the gospel saves us and it continues to save us.
Yeah.
Until the day we die. I think that's part of the reason why 1 John 1 tells us if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. Then he goes on to say, if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us.
Yeah.
And before that, it says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And this whole book is written to believers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think if it was possible for us to be completely sin-free, then the struggle that Paul said he had in Romans 7, I mean, I look in the scripture and I see Paul's life and I think he's like the most influential Christian.
Yeah.
To ever live, you know? And he himself said he had a struggle within himself between his flesh and his spirit, to the point where he was like, he still called himself a wretched man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I do things I don't want to do. You know, I find myself enjoying things I shouldn't enjoy. And I need to be delivered from this body of death. And only the Lord Jesus can do that. I think that's a thing that keeps us humble before the Lord. Because I ain't gonna front, like me personally, if I was sinless, it'd be hard for me to show dependency on God, because I can do it all myself.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Yeah, what you said right there. Go ahead,
I'm getting tore up right now. Now
that's powerful. Yeah. If it was possible for us to be sinless and without God, then we won't need God. Me personally, I'm going to go to the scripture, Proverbs 24:16. We hear this: when we are saved, we become righteous, correct?
Right.
We become God's righteousness. Proverbs 24:16 says, "For though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. But the wicked stumble when calamity strikes." So when I look at this, and not trying to take this scripture out of context, but when it says righteous fall seven times, it's not just talking about slipping and falling like, you know, like Frog did when he tried to jump on a stage or something like that. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about actually falling into the sinful things that are ungodly. You know what I'm saying? Things that you know, they weren't supposed to do. But it says they rise again. You know what I'm saying? That's what a righteous man does. So, yes, we will sin. It's impossible not to sin. First of all, we got to look at what sin actually is. As I was thinking about the topic of today's show, sin to us might be something different to God. We got to look at what God's standards are. If I don't minister to somebody when God told me to do it, I have sinned. If I neglect reading my word, if I neglect spending time with my kids, I have sinned. Now in the world, that's not a bad thing. They're not going to be like, "Dang, dog, what did you do?" They're going to be like, "Oh yeah, you know, that's he just had to take care of some of his stuff." But in God's standards are so high. For us, we look at that and be like, "Dang, God, I didn't even do nothing. We got a whole bunch of marks on our chest right now, deserving death because of little things we did that we don't even think that were that bad." That's why we got to ask God for forgiveness of sins that we don't even know of, you know? And,
yeah, I think,
go ahead.
I think the thing that bugs me out is the sins that we look at and say, that's not even a bad thing. The fact that Jesus was treated as if he had committed that on the cross.
My
God. Got that severe punishment for those things. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Because we categorize sin, and we sin times that don't even know it.
That's,
you know,
right.
What I'm saying? Like, the fact that, all right, example, God opposes the proud, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he exalts the lowly. All right, now we're meant to be dependent upon God, okay?
Right.
If I wake up in the morning and I go brush my teeth and I didn't recognize my dependency on God to brush my teeth that morning, that's sin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's enough wickedness in me that by the time I get from my bed to the bathroom to brush my teeth, I could have jacked my whole life up within those few steps.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? But it's only God's grace, which is, like you said, where sin abounds, grace even much more abounds, super abounds.
Yeah.
Like, we have so much grace in our lives that we don't even recognize, because we don't even recognize how sinful we are.
Man, that's right there is huge, man. You know what I'm saying? I look at that and say, hey, we have to make sure that's the thing about God's grace and his mercy. Not only since we're saved, we are covered in his grace and mercy. There's things that God will cover that we didn't even know. But that's why it's important to have a relationship with God, because the more that, man, my guy Willie Will, and a lot of people have heard Willie Will, they know him as a rapper. I've actually seen him preach and heard him preach at least twice. One of the messages that he preached about was, the more that you know God, the more God is going to reveal himself to you. You know what I'm saying? Then also, not only that, the more he's going to reveal things in your life that needs to be removed. Because let's think about something. Moses, one of the few people to actually get to see God's backside. There was a lot of stuff Moses had to get right even before he can go do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if not, why wouldn't God show himself to all the Israelites in the camp? He said, no, if I go down there, I'm about to slay these people. You know what I'm saying? Like, these people are acting up, Moses, like, you know, and Moses is sometimes like, man, God, come on, man. Like, don't kill these people. He actually said it. Don't kill these people, lest everything that you did in Egypt is not going to make no sense to these people in Egypt. They're going to say, you delivered us from Egypt, and then you brought us back out here. So, man, it was crazy, man. Look, this is what we're about to do, man. we are about to go in, right, Dre Senior, on one of your new singles. The song is called Go In, and that's what we do.
Yeah.
Tell the people about this joint right here.
Yeah, track called Go In. My man Elect sent me the beat. I actually passed on the beat when I first heard it, but after listening to it for two more days, I figured I was crazy for trying to pass on this beat. But the song is a double meaning. One, it's a hype track. It's a dance track. Kind of has like an old, like an 80s hip-hop feel. You can break dance to it. And one of the meanings to go in is get off the wall and dance. Like, if you're not dancing, then something must be wrong with your legs.
Yeah.
And the other meaning is get off the wall and go in to this world that we live in and fulfill the Great Commission. Mm. So when you listen to the lyrics are talking about, yo, let's go in. Like, let's go into this world where people are dying. Let's give the gospel and let's encourage people to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. But then you hear the hook and you can also get the effect that, wait, we should be dancing to this right now.
Yeah.
So, go in, you know. So, turn your radio up. Turn your computers up. Get up and dance, all right?
So let me ask you one question before we go into that. Were you really trying to go in when you was rapping on this joint, or was you just trying to, you know?
I was trying to go in.
Yeah. You know,
that's my mindset. Like, if I'm gonna do it on a track, like I saw Tadashi say on Rapzilla when he does features, that he said part of my mission when I do features is to make people forget that you were even on the song.
Wow.
It's just a healthy competition, and I try to do that with every song. Like, I try to.
So let's go.
I try to have an attitude for the beat.
So let's go into this joint right now on Yada Not King Radio.
Yeah.
With the rhymes and the punchlines, just to put it on your mind that it's crunch time. Hardest soldiers to reside on the front lines. Yo, we late, let them drums ride for me one time.
Go, 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 go,
go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go, go,
Now back to our scheduled program.
Go. Yeah. That's right, we gotta let them have it. And if you told them once, go twice. Gadget, yeah. It's time to show them off like lights. Action, and welcome to the club where we fight. Brad Pitt, the Lord draws like magnets. I seen him turn street dudes into pastors. And he can change a bunch of Buddhists into Baptists. And he can mark Cubans like the owner of the Mavericks. Baggage, crazy, nobody's beyond his grasp. We just gotta be active, take the gospel and pass it. We gotta stop just standing there passive and put it in drive like Danica Patrick. Cause somebody's gotta tell them that they got a problem at the core like belly fat. And know it's power that we never lack. Cause I got it always casual, never slacks.
Get up off the wall and get up, get up. Get up off the wall and get up, get up off the wall and get up, get up. Get up off the wall and go, 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 go,
la 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 la.
Yeah, I like this acoustic vibe, Jah Jah.
La la la.
We thank you, Lord.
I fell one too many times, wrote so many rhymes, broke my heart and all I find is just a broken mind. Tried so many things, flew with broken wings. I tried to soar but then the Lord was there to humble me. And now I know that I'm in need of a savior, someone to savor my good and bad type behavior. Who loves me just as much as he did when we met, and I regret letting my faith die. Lord, please resurrect, huh?
And I don't know why I try it alone. I need to lean on him and keep my eyes on the throne.
I'm giving up now, flesh suicide. Can't go on if I only got my own mind. Ringo shot him down, skulls and crossbones. It was either him or me and I chose
this
Christ.
This ain't a matter of right or wrong. I long for understanding so I can fight through myself and be the last man standing. I can't know the future so I struggle with my past. And wonder if the two of me, would they agree? I wouldn't last without the power of someone who's more than just a friend of me, who independently rescued me from who I pretend to be. I know he's mending me, he knows just where he's sending me. I just gotta let go and let him leave without a hint of me.
And I don't know why, I try it alone,
all alone.
I need to lean on him and keep my eyes on the throne.
I'm giving up now, flesh suicide. Can't go on if I only got my own mind. Ringo shot him down, skulls and crossbones. It was either him or me and I chose Christ.
I'm the patient one to move at my pace. Not knowing that I need to learn to just chase. Everything he is, yep, his face turns to grace. Relax, let them move, gotta learn to love my place. Always breaking down doors that I wanna enter. Not knowing that it could prolong and be sinful. Gotta lay it down, I gotta give up my will. It's not about me, got some glory to fulfill.
Back at who I used to be. It's kind of funny because I look at the path that God has brought me on, and what once was so important, man, it's long gone. It don't even exist. And I apologize for who I was, but it's not who I am. But I'm still in progress, and I will be until the day that I pass. I'm learning to love and show grace, finding full contentment in Christ alone. I thank God for opening my eyes and illuminating my heart. Thank you, Father.
Yo, that song was Benja. The song was called New Creation. Yo, check it out, man. We have the homie Dre Sr., definitely a man of God, working on that new creation as he's continuing to build us into the man that he wants us to, that he wants him to be. And we're doing the same thing. We call that maturation, right, Dre Sr.?
Yes, sir. That's what we call it.
And speaking of maturation, tell them, you know what I'm saying, just one more time in the podcast, where they can get your album at, when it's coming out, what to expect when they get your album.
All right, well, let's take these in order. Where you can get it, it'll be at my website at dresseniormusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's dresseniormusic.com. You can go and get it there. What you can expect when you hear it is just good God glorifying music. I remember talking to a good friend of mine a few months ago. He was like, we live in a culture where cats don't care about albums no more. Like, you can go on iTunes and buy the song you want, you don't have to buy a whole album. And I thought about that concept, but I said that's very true. So what I wanted to do was, I wanted to make an album where I thought that, I approached every song like this. If I got in my car and I turned the radio on and this song was on, would I turn it up or would I turn it off? And anything that I would either turn off or it would just become background noise to me, I didn't want to put on the album. So I wanted to put all songs on there that people could really feel, enjoy, and grow and learn who the Lord is more by listening to him. And if you haven't got enough from the podcast, the little snippets of songs and stuff that we played, you can go to my website. And I have a free download of a mixtape I just did. The mixtape is called I Just Feel Like Rapping. The premature mixtape. I put it out. I was actually working on the mixtape and the album at the same time.
Yeah.
And I just put the mixtape out just because I felt like rapping. That's just what I felt like doing. So, so if you want to just check out, learn a little bit more about Dre Senior, learn about the music side before you just jump in and spend your money to buy a CD, go download the free CD. Free download. Check that out. So, and those, since those are free, you can burn them, give them out whoever you want to give them to, man. They can be evangelism too. So let's work for the Lord Jesus Christ, man.
All right, and there was one more thing that they needed to know. What's the date of the project? When's the
That is very important. My bad.
No, it's all good.
The date is next Tuesday, November 9th.
No.
So be there, be looking for it on iTunes. It'll be there also. November 9th, man, we gonna start. We've been saying the process begins on November 9th. So be a part of the movement. We started a movement called Get Big, where it's just basically a lot of different things pointing to cats growing and maturing in the Lord Jesus Christ in every different area.
Yeah.
We're going to be starting up another website where we're going to have people interact with us. You send us a video. Tell us what you think maturity is. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll continue this process for as long as the Lord allows us. So come be part of the Get Big movement. We get it in, man.
Man, awesome, man. Look, first of all, too, there's one more thing. You got to tell them the slew of cats that's going to be on this project, man. Because there's a lot of people on this project. They want to hear.
You're going to put me on the line, baby. Charlie Ben Roddy, people, right? That's what you're going to do? All right. So I got, let's see here. We got R. Swift on the album. We got Pastor 83, Sauce Remix. Azriel, Word Life, my man Chris Lee, who was on Lecrae's album, and he was also on Triple E's album, Life 101. We have A1 LP from Shock Music. My man Bump Inf is on there. My man T Word from St. Louis, Young Boy, he's on the track. Catalyst from Chicago is on there. Cambino, Slingshot, The Movement.
The Movement.
Tadashi's on there, the homie Pro there, and my man One Life is on track. Oh, and my homegirl Mal, she goes to my church. She sang on there and she beasted that jump. So
man,
so that's everybody on the album, and my son is on the album. I can't leave him off.
Okay, so check it out. No, Frog didn't make the album. He didn't finish his parts in time.
I got the machete.
Hey, but Dre Senior, let me ask you. You got a song. You got some grown up music too for the people. You know what I'm saying? So You know, they're going to get the gospel. Like, but you got some grown up, you know what I'm saying, like Take Your Wife on a Date kind of songs. You know, tell them about that joint real quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a song on a track with me and the homie Chris Lee. It's called Date Night. And basically, we just wanted to encourage married couples, specifically the men, to treat your wives like you did when you first met her.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of this is one thing I'm passionate about is marriage and family.
Yeah.
Like, because I've seen too many marriages fall apart. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times because the relationship, the friendship between husband and wife just dwindles away. Especially when kids come into the picture, it's easy for the kids to become number one priority in the household.
Mm-hmm.
And statistically, the fastest growing number of divorces is happening to empty nesters. People who have gone through life just taking care of their kids. And then once the kids get grown and leave, those two spouses look at each other and don't even know who each other are anymore.
Yeah.
They don't have any kind of... Only thing they had in common was the kids for the past few years.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And so I wanted to encourage dudes to find a babysitter sometime. You know? Take your wife out on a date. Show her you love her. And like I said on the song, I was like, just because you got her doesn't mean that you stop pursuing her. Hmm. Like, women love to be pursued. You know what I'm saying? Like, so pursue your wife. Man, like, step your game up, fellas. You know, that's what I'm saying. I remember in the world you can be that dude if you can get as many women as possible, right? But old heads told me, it was like, you really got game if you can keep the same woman satisfied for years. I'm saying, once you get to know each other, and there's nothing new, like, what are you going to do to keep the flame strong? You know what I'm saying? Like, what you going to do to keep pursuing her and keep making her fall more in love with you? You know what I'm saying? So that's just my encouragement to people.
Man, so look, this is what we're going to do. We want y'all to step your game up. Go get Dre Murray's album November 9th.
Dre Senior.
My bad.
See how you do me?
But hey, we going to hop into this joint by Eons D right quick. Here we go.
I am on a spaceship, got that on my Facebook. Status I could care less about so-and-so relationship. Or the next A-list actress to get a facelift.
Winning out of space, the whole matter is weightless.
Shapeless mess, yeah, that's what this place is. They talk trash, listen to garbage, they getting wasted. Waking up with a hangover in Vegas. Faithless scripture they handed over to atheists. Who backspace, cut and paste, try to escape it. Lower the bar, far below where God spaced it. But Yahweh the one who holds all the keys, and at any given time control, alt, delete. Face it, yeah, I know it's hard to receive. Embrace it, then you can leave it all in the sea. He'll erase it, shackles off, Mary, Mary, shackles off. Haters better back off, we about to blast off. That's how you. Yeah, this is the blast off. I had him, he bought them. You ready? Going, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Tell the world goodbye. I got a new view streaming on my YouTube channel. My antenna so advanced to your Bluetooth. Move by the truth, man, I left what I used to do. Songs headed for a fallout like a loose tooth. But now I'm looking at the world like an astronaut. But our instruments are so beyond the ones that NASA got. Don't need a black box, never crash Macintosh. Saved from the Apple Atom 8 and the wrath of God. They think it's far-fetched that there's an architect who separated light from darkness. Cause that would mean God's really complex. Beyond man who can't figure out how to Star Trek. But we done beamed up, the world is beneath us. We don't care what's better, Ben's Bentley or beam us. We quit with the swagger talk, leaving on the asphalt. Tell the devil back off, we about to blast off. That's how you. Yeah, this is the blast off. I had them, he bought them. You ready? Going. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Tell the world goodbye.
I got no problems. Yeah, problems. got no problem. We got no problem. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. I'm a child of the king. Yeah. Ready to turn the sinners on the light. Yeah. I'm a rapper on the gospel. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. Yeah. That's who I am. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a Christ representative. Is he gangster? No sir, no hustler. A recipient of grace, now changed customer. The world I used to lust for her, paired like love furniture. Running lies, feeding me lies like fictional literature. So sinister, and she was quick to serve. Something hotter than the silver tar in your winter fur. Sounds absurd, I drop her like fall temperatures. But I was caused to defeat it, she know the signature. In the mix like engineers, following my pioneers. Trying to interfere with trash, my peers still do pioneers. Can't quit, must persevere. Who'd have called me nerd to quit? Cause I won't flirt with desperate until I disappear. And I'm out of here. I mean, why the fear? I serve a God who's always all around me like the atmosphere. When seen to pray, they see you on my Siamese pair. No buzzing, won't curl up like the Chinese hair. Christ is alive, no lies, please recognize. God is too big, couldn't see him with some extra eyes. Aliens from a different world, no Jasmine guy. We're far out of believable like them pigs that fly. But here's the tragic sight, man without Jesus Christ. Cause life bites with more drama than a Tyson fight. But the sacrifice was made, we were beholden Christ. But we're caught up in the air like them traffic lights. Yeah, who's going with it?
They tell me be fly, study, get paid, stay high, get drunk, you gotta be paid. You only got one life, you better live it like your birthday. The homie is alive, that ain't even flying this way. I'm a product of this world, I got no problems with it. You got a problem with it, then it's a pride in it. I live 2 minutes in the truth, I know the world ain't with it. But then the world won't get it, until it comes to get it.
Yeah, dudes in a lifelong search, they ain't A&Rs. Twisted in the era of the human superstar. Pockets locked, falling hard in a souped-up car. They're quick to draw the four, call them Uno cards. Bulldog to keep a lock on the boulevard. American gangster, push more keys than Microsoft. I know it's daylight, sunshine, but night will fall. And there's a penalty for no life with Christ involved. We observe the upright, pursue a life that's blameless. Wicked love, missing witness to sick entertainment. The meat shall inherit the earth, the prophet from inner famous. Believe me, runs a short-lived like sprints of rocky pavements. A paradox to the heathen won't make sense. They make cake, but they ain't covered in their apron. Man's delinquent, couldn't afford the payments. And so we take the narrow like an anorexic wasteland. I mean, we abstract, like them axe cats. With faith running from our bowels, no X-lax. A daily encounter with God at full contact. I promise, the world would rather duck like Affleck. Kingdom business, nothing different, still giving truth. Sin's deadly, spreading faster than the common flu. Church is clear, I know we're here, but Christ ain't called the truth. Rest assured, the faith got punched like a wine.
They tell me be fly, study, get paid, stand high, get drunk, you gotta be paid. You only got one life, you gotta live it like your birthday. But homie, that's a nice day, you can find
it. Yo, that was Everyday Process. The song was called No Problem. And my guy Israel went hard on that song. And that's really what's up, man. There's no problem when you're in Christ. Now, if you're talking about being sinless, I don't think it's really going to happen. You know what I'm saying? But what you got to really do is make sure your heart is in line with God. Because even if you mess up, you can always get back up. And since God has given us grace and mercy, you can try again. That doesn't mean that you go into sin and say, hey, it's going to be cool. Like, yo, I'm having a good time because I'm sinning. No, this means that you strive for perfection. You strive to be the best that you can be and please God with your life, man. And that's really what's up. Hey, I just want to keep you guys up to date with what's going on with Yada Da King. You can always catch some of our episodes at the website called unity.com, and that's UINE-T.com. Every Saturday, you can catch us on their station at 6 o'clock. Also, we just teamed up with the team called Crunk for Christ. And you can catch them at crunkforchristradio.com, the website, and then you can hear us through FM stations, man, all on the East Coast. We're just excited about what God is doing. Also, the website is up and running, yadadaking.com. Yo, if you guys want to send your music, what you need to do is send that joint, you know what I'm saying, or a couple of joints, you know what I'm saying, to yadadaking at actually, we got a new email. It's music@yadadaking.com. And Yada Da King, for those that don't know, because you've been sleeping somewhere, it's spelled YADAHDAKING. Submit your music. I will check it out at my earliest convenience. And hey, if you want to get interviewed, hit up Frog. Frog handles all the interviews. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm like, hey, Frog, we need to interview this guy or that guy. You know, that's how it goes down. But man, we are here to just be a place where Christian artists, managers, producers, Christian clothing designers, all those people that are doing something for God can be have a little platform so that they can get their ministry out and so that more people can see them and see what God is doing through them. And that's the whole goal of Yada Da King. I don't care if you're from the East Coast, Germany, West Coast, you know what I'm saying, LA, wherever you from, North, South, as long as you are all about the kingdom, that's what's good. And you know what I'm saying, that's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Don Christian is your boy. I'm chilling. Once again, please send an email to Frog. Say, man, Frog, we missed you on the show. We don't want to miss you on the show again. And just say, hey, man, hopefully you get well soon. He should be up and running pretty soon. You know how Frog does. But that's what's up, man. Sometimes, you know, he's going down. His whole family's having a kid right now. So you know how that is. That could be a lot. And it's been a lot for him this whole season with his wife being pregnant and her being on the bed rest, man. So please send your prayers to Miss Toad. Also, I need you to do this. Send your recipes to yadadaking@gmail.com. I ain't going to spell it again because I just spelled it. You know what I'm saying? yadadaking@gmail.com. Because last time me and Frog played Madden, I beat him by 32. You know what I'm saying? And I almost got that 50-point win. Check this out. I'm out of here. It's your boy Don Christian. God bless.
Yo, yo, what's up? This is your boy Frog, and you are listening right now to Yada Da King on Unity.com.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada Da King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
Come check us out every Saturday.
Every Saturday
at 6 p.m. Your boys down in Las Vegas shining our lights
at unity.com. That's spelled www.uine-t.com. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby.
Shout out to DJ DBE.
And if you don't know, I got it, a king. It's Don Christian.
Once again, this is your boy from Ribbit.
That's right. Yada Da King Radio out in Las Vegas right now
on Unity.com.
Now with breaking news from Yada Da King Radio. This is Don Christian.
And this is Frog from Yada Da King Radio. You can catch us Monday through Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
with special guests in the kingdom business.
Playing your favorite artist's music
with topics addressing the issues of life.
Yada Da King Radio.
Banging music, uplifting Christ in abundant life.
Oh, guys, what if I missed the show? Did you miss the show?
It's cool, we got you.
Download the podcast on iTunes.
Search Yada Da King Radio.
Or get the Yada Da King Radio app. And stream shows right where you at.
Let it permeate in your area.
And if you want to know where it's popping, go to crunkforchrist.com or yadadaking.com.
Always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da king, Shabbat da king, I yada da king, I yada da king. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da king, Shabbat da king, we yada da king, we yada da king.